Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
Well, first this morning, to that majestic, historic win yesterday when Ireland's rugby heroes beat the All Blacks. I'm joined on the line by Donal Lennon and Brent Pope. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Donal, have you any voice left?
I don't think so, Miriam. Sorry, no. I'm a little bit hoarse. One of those special days. It was unbelievable. It was a privilege to be in the Aviva yesterday.
It was astonishing. I mean, from the beginning, Donal, I mean, your coverage was astonishing in itself, just how you summed it all up. But did you ever lose faith? From the beginning, did you think we could do it?
I certainly felt Ireland were capable of winning. But everything had to go right because it's an outstanding New Zealand side. We've seen over the past 12 months, they have the capacity and have done so on three or four occasions of coming back from 15, 17, 19 points in arrears. And as I said, there was a famous saying in Cork one time, Christy Ring said, apparently, you never take your eye off the ball, even when it's in the referee's pocket. when you play against New Zealand, the game isn't over until they're in the showers after the match. But it was brilliant. The crowd played their part. Each and every player, I thought, those coming off the bench, just stood up. And it was a marvellous occasion. And this was no fluke. This was, one and two in the world facing off against each other. And New Zealand knew they were in for a match. And they were found wanting on the day, which was a tribute to the Irish players.
And Jacob Stockdale's try. And were you worried, Donal, I suppose, after his earlier attempt to chip the ball and obviously it was intercepted by the New Zealand captain? Did you worry that might affect his confidence?
And not really. I mean, he's one of a number of young players who've come through the system in the last 12 months, 18 months. And these younger guys, the Jordan Lammers, Stockdale, James Ryan, Andrew Porter, They've known nothing but winning, be it with Leinster or with Ireland. They've had the success levels. Obviously, Jacob has come through the Ulster system, but he's just innate. He's a finisher. You give him half a chance and he takes it. I mean, he broke the try-scoring records in the Six Nations last year. So he just has that. He has the confidence. And look, players make mistakes, but it's the ability to bounce back from them and not let them interfere with your mindset. And that's exactly what happened.
And Peter O'Mahony, of course, Donal, as man of the match, I think he said in his post-interview with Claire that it's taken a while, like 100 and something years.
Yeah, and that's twice in 2 years. But look, I had the job of picking man of the match. And as I said in the end, I could have put 23 Irish names in a bucket and turned them all over and just put my hand in and picked out one, because every player was just outstanding. But I thought Peter, he encapsulated the Irish approach on the day. He's always a player who puts his head on the block. At one stage, he was down injured. He could barely walk, but he got up and he made a try-saving turnover and tackle. And I just thought his performance epitomised everything that Ireland did on the day.
Yeah, stay with me, Donal. Brent Pope, I don't know, should I say commiserations or how are your emotions this morning, Brent?
No, but my emotions are fine. I had to answer that question about 1,000 times last night. But I mean, like, I've been over here nearly 30 years, I mean, I was in Chicago. I was equally as proud of the Irish performance, as Donal said. When you sit back and you look at sport, that you look at those occasions where teams perform to the ability that Ireland did. And I mean, I think speaking to a lot of former All Blacks last night and friends that were over and stuff like that, you're always proud of the way your own country performed. And I thought they were very magnanimous in defeat. I think that Steve Hansen said, while Ireland don't have the official number one ranking in the world, as far as they were concerned, and most New Zealanders, the feedback is for me is that Ireland thoroughly deserved it. And now, psychologically anyway, or mentally, they are number one, the best team in the world. And I've seen the transition from, like, Donal, over the last, since I've been here, from where rugby has got to, and to be in a situation where they could even compete with a rugby country like New Zealand over the last few years, not alone beat them, and now that's been two victories in the last couple of years, is absolutely testament to the work that the Irish Rugby Union have done and various coaches along the way. But I just thought it was, like Daniel said, it was inspirational performance, you know, from all the 23 players, and a special thing. But the feedback coming from me, is all the messages coming from New Zealand is, you know, well done, Ireland. You thoroughly deserved it. You out-muscled the All Blacks at their own game. And it was just one of those memories. The one thing they did say, the one caveat they did say was, let Ireland now have the expectation that we've had to live with for 100 years. Like, at this stage, if there was a World Cup being played next week, then it would be Ireland would be suddenly the team with the massive target on their back. So they're going to have to live with that. But hey, as I said, when I say we, speaking from an Irish perspective, we will live with that. And thank you. But a wonderful occasion. And I say, don't just a special mention to Donald, because I think it was just one of those special commentaries. You know, that I was listening to it. We did think he was going to run out of lung space and ears, but it was just a great moment.
Actually, yeah, Mary Hannigan in the Irish Times says it's a toss-up between you, Donal, and Peter O'Mahony for a man of the match, which I think is very well deserved. But I was lucky enough to be there yesterday. I mean, sum up the atmosphere and also the role of Joe Schmidt, how important Joe Schmidt has been to our success.
Well, Joe Schmidt, he's transformed Irish rugby, no question about it. Now, to be fair, there was a foundation laid by people like Declan Kidney and Eddie O'Sullivan before him. Mm. But I think, you know, there's a stream of young players coming through, and he has maximised the RFU, to be fair. I think we have maximised every skill and the resources that we have, whereas you look at other countries like England, France, with far greater resources in terms of playing numbers of money. And, you know, their system is light years behind ours. There's a lot of planning and development has gone through rugby in this country over the past 10 years. And we're now seeing the benefits of it. And when you have other countries coming to Ireland looking to see what we're doing so that they can try and replicate it, then you know you're in a good place.
But I laughed, though, and I'll ask Brent about this as well. At the beginning when they were doing the haka, you were like the world's leading expert. You're saying, I wonder which haka they'll go for. They've gone for the Kapa Opango?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. Well, the Kapa Opango was Brent will know as a New Zealander, there's loads of different variations of the haka. Different tribes have different variations. But the Kapa Opango was designed in 2005 specifically for the All Blacks team. Now, they normally reserve that for special occasions. In other words, they might only perform that particular haka once in every 4 or 5 games. So I always watch which haka are they doing, because you know, oh God, if you see the Opango, you know you're in serious trouble. So, you know, when they launched that one, I knew they were giving everything they had today. But I also think, and people give out about the haka, I mean, I faced the haka in my playing days, and it is a special moment. But I also think, yeah, it is obviously special for the New Zealand players. But the Irish crowd, there was a stunned silence. They paid massive respect. But it also engaged the crowd to the point where, from that moment forward, everybody took off, everybody got engaged in getting behind Ireland. Like when you look last week in Twickenham, the English crowd sing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot while they're doing the haka, which kind of drowns it out. And, you know, I think the Irish system is better. We stood, we respected, and then we reacted. And it was brilliant.
And Brent, finally to you, the Kapa Opango, did you guess they would do that one yesterday?
Yes, I knew Donald was quite right. He's been out to New Zealand on so many tours as a player and a pundit. But it was rewritten, because I think they felt, the Maoris felt that a few years ago, that the old-fashioned haka, like I used to do, had sort of lost a bit of its impetus. So they designed that moving forward, and Donald is right. They only really bring it out against teams that they are threatened by. So they don't do it for all games. You'll see them do it against, say, South Africa or Australia, these games, when they really need to up the ante. So when that came out, you know, I knew they were serious about this game. I dealt with the media this week in New Zealand. They were saying, look, for the first time that they could remember, this was an All Black team that was coming over, and Ireland was their focus, not England or France, maybe. So that was the other thing about this win that was so special. It wasn't a kind of a, I think, in a sense, they caught the All Blacks cold in Chicago. I think the All Blacks thought they were going to win that game just by based on history. But this was a game that the All Blacks came and said, we need to win this to say that we're the best team in the world. So they were focused all week. They trained hard. They were ready. And Ireland just took them apart.
Okay.
I mean, the physicality of the match and special mention for the younger players that stood up. And even the guys that had to come in, like Josh Vanderfly and Kieran Marmion, and had to big boots to fill and just a wonderful sporting occasion.
They're absolutely brilliant, all of them. Everyone's so proud of them. Well, listen, Brent, thanks so much. And Dono, many thanks to you for coming this morning. Lots of reaction to your commentary saying it was absolutely brilliant, and you probably did deserve man of the match. Thanks very much to you both.